What's up, everyone? It is Queen of the South time, my favorite time of the week, and it is El Colgado. And this episode, we have James coming back, Pote is captured, and alliances are kind of skewing around, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We gotta whack.
I love this song. Throwing it back to season two right here. Mm-hmm. Yes. This song was actually made for Queen of the South.
It was?
Yes.
Got a nice little beat, man.
What's up, guys? We're turning up the party late here at AfterBuzz for Queen of the South season 3, episode 2. This episode was amazing.
It was. Action-packed.
So good.
Yeah, edge of your seat the entire time.
Literally. And we were really racking our brains up thinking of only a few topics. We were like, well, this happened, and this happened, and this happened. So, guys, you're in for a good show. My name's Candace Cruz, and I'm joined by my lovely panel right here.
Yes, guys, I'm Alex Bowers.
I'm Jorge Payo.
Yeah.
Guys, let's just jump in. James and Teresa are united again. I love the way that the editors do this, to where they come literally off of the last episode into the next episode. Like, it was a fluid transition.
Right.
Makes it very, like, cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I really enjoy.
No, it was like watching a movie. It was definitely like watching a movie today. So we opened up with what I thought was going to be a flashback for James, but ended up being a mini flashback, I guess, when he started off as undercover Trevor, you know?
Right. Which, it was really hard for me when he was doing the flashbacks and stuff. I was like, they did a flashback of a flashback?
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, where is this fitting into the timeline? Is this the timeline before Camila? Was he like a hitman prior to that?
Right.
Like, where does this fall into the skew of like our Queen of the South?
But then towards the middle, they answer the question pretty much.
Yeah, of course.
And then at the end, it ties all together. It's great.
Yeah.
It gives good reasons why he's there in Malta. And then they pick it right up into that car chase again.
Right.
That was a sick car chase, though. Yeah. Like, kudos to whoever's driving that car, because they are on it. I really enjoyed seeing them work together, but under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. Because I think it heightened the situation so much that we weren't just dealing with them working together. It's like, I've got a gun to your head.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust you, but I've got a, it's either life or death situation here.
Yeah. Yeah. But he mentions it again. He's like, hey, I didn't try to kill you last time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try to kill you last time.
Well, no, because he made a valid point. No. He's like, if I wanted you dead, you'd be dead.
You'd be dead.
Like, I'm a hitman.
And it's interesting seeing Teresa. She's one of those people she trusts everyone. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of surprised that even after he had saved her, jumped through the window, she was still like, I really don't trust you, and I'm the reason I'm alive, not you.
Do you think that Teresa's trust is a downfall or an asset?
It's both.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, it gets her out of situations, and then a lot of times, she ends up in sticky situations. I think it's 50-50.
But what it does for her also, it like, she has really devoted people to her. She has, I mean, she's loyal, therefore her people are loyal.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, otherwise, why would Pote have taken a beating like he did, right?
Yeah.
Or why would James be there right now, you know? I mean, she says, hey, this is not going to be a partnership. You're going to end up working for me.
Right. He agrees.
And take it back for a second. Homeboy jumped through a window for her.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, straight up, right through that window for her.
Right.
And then said,
that was a good dive, too.
It was.
It was a good dive.
It was a good stunt man right there.
Right.
Yeah. I really wasn't expecting it. I was expecting him to come behind with the gun or something and shoot the guy like they usually do it, but that caught me off guard.
That was great.
Jumped through the window.
It. Okay. Get that sugar window going.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think it's a 50-50, but I think it humanizes her. Mm-hmm. Which I think was what makes you a queen rather than what they keep calling her.
Princesa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're calling her. Yeah, there was a.
What's almost demeaning in the sense princesa. Of like, yeah. The way that they're saying it, it's like giving her royalty, but we're like after you.
Yeah.
Plus, on top of it, Camila's the one that's got the bounty on your head. So she's basically like, no, I'm the queen. What you going for?
Right.
Like, no. I think Therese is going to give you a run for your money. Literally.
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 Yeah.
But I did like that Therese was smart enough to put James in the trunk, even though it was a little bit of a...
It was extra.
It was a little extra plus on top of it. It could have saved her butt if he would have been out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, she we're watching her mature at the same time, and even both they said good job.
Yeah.
When she told him that that James was in the trunk, right? Yeah,
true.
So it shows that she trusts, but not that much.
Right.
To an extent.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like a little bit.
And she didn't have Polte there to back her up, so I think she played it safe.
True. Can we get into James a little bit before we dive into the next topic? Because there's a lot that we're covering within this episode. But the fact that James, and we finally figured out that the timeline was when he was working for Devin Finch.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think that this is the last we're going to see of Devin Finch. I think that he's going to come in like heavy-handed very soon. This was just like a re-intro.
Mm-hmm.
But what was this guy that Trevor, which is actually James, was after?
They stole a shipment, apparently, from
that
Devin.
Guy stole a shipment.
Apparently.
That's why I don't believe it either.
But yeah, that's why James wasn't really trying to kill him. He was like, I really do not think this guy had anything to do with it.
This has got something to do with David. Yeah. Devin Finch wanted that guy out for another reason.
Yeah, he's pissed off at him.
Yeah. Devin Finch wanted that guy gone for some other reason. We're going to find, well, the predictions.
I wonder how he's going to act. Well, is this predictions too? I wonder how he's going to act knowing that James didn't kill him.
Well, I mean, I guess we will find out because we don't really see where the timeline cuts from the moment that, spoiler, if you didn't watch the episode, stop watching right now
and what are you
come
doing?
Back.
Yeah.
But
what are you doing?
He didn't kill the guy.
Right.
After looking at that girl, which I loved as well because I love James. I've been Team James for a while. I love Guido, but I've been Team James longer than the other side.
Ah, you like that steely killer look, huh?
You know. But anyways, getting me all hot and bothered. Hot and bothered.
She's not about the fly, boys. She's not about the pilots. No, she's about the sicarios.
Hey, they keep me safe, okay? But to see him finally, like, tap into, like, the daughter and see the little girl and, like, because we've seen him so, the only time we've really seen him soften up is when it comes to Teresa.
Right.
We've never really seen him soften in any other scenario.
Whatever happened to his girlfriend from the first season?
That's what I wanted to know.
I think she's dead.
Is she dead?
I thought she was thrown into the bottom of the pool. Right?
No.
We gotta source that.
We need to go back.
We need to go back and find out.
Back.
Because that was the only time him being human too.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, but someone got thrown to the bottom of the pool. Remember? They were all sitting in the chairs and they had their arms back and they just...
It was Weddle's ex-girlfriend.
Weddle's ex-girlfriend. Yes. I'm mixing them up.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So James' girl, we don't know where she is.
I don't think we've ever heard from her again.
Nope, we never did. After the trailer, after he took her to the trailer, I don't think we saw her again.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll come back?
Probably.
Who knows?
Maybe not. I mean,
is she an integral part of the story?
No,
we got a lot going on, especially with poor Polte.
Yeah.
I know.
That broke my heart, honestly.
I just wanted to hold him.
And what's going to happen to his hand? Bear.
I know, I just wanted to go.
Oh, he'll find another way.
He'll find what?
He'll find another way.
Because he'll never be able to use that hand the same, right?
But then he used to shoot with both hands.
He's Did good.
He? Yeah, he
he's
shoots good. With both hands.
He'll
he's
be a, fine.
He goes John Woo style.
He still broke my heart. I'm really sad.
Yeah. I mean, he did get to have his fun, though.
That's
Well, I mean, Teresa did tell him to go, like, live
off.
A little. I mean, that's one hell of a day off.
Yeah, right. Go get yourself some, son.
He had a great time.
I was really hoping that it was a nice lady that he met rather than I saw him slip that. Don't give me that face. Can
we already
be happy?
We knew.
We are happy for him.
Can't he find a little love on the side that he doesn't have to pay?
I don't think he's willing to put his guard down to let anyone in.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean he had to let his guard in enough, but just find some lady that you don't have to pay.
I don't know.
Like, he left. He was telling her last episode that he left his girl because she wanted a kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's not for it.
I'm trying to find the good in him, all right?
He's about not having attachments.
Right.
He's a lone wolf, that Polte.
Yep.
Yeah.
He'll follow Teresa.
Well, he was not lone for long.
Well, you know.
Just for a short.
He's a lone wolf that got a little itchy and needed a scratch.
Just like Teresa last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I think every time that someone's having a scratch, they need to itch. Something it ends up happens. With a shoot up.
Yeah.
Situation, so no one scratch the itch.
Right.
Sounds
Just
like every
it.
Latino quinceañera I've ever been to, you know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where to go from there. You've lost me there. Oh, But, I mean, he is a thick thief. He is with Teresa through and through.
All right. They have that bag over his head.
Yeah.
Right? Which is kudos to them on that whole shot. That was great. Great. So good.
I like the guy that was like interrogating him too. He was like, I'm strong. You think you're strong? I'm strong. Ha ha. I mean, he played it really steady. Really, yeah.
I agree. It's interesting to see someone not have to flex their muscles too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's almost like they're trying to prove something. He's just like, listen, I got you right now. You're not going anywhere. Right. So, like, help me out.
Yeah, he didn't play it all like, haha. He didn't play it big or like, I, you know.
Which I think Yancey also does an amazing job of as well, which we'll get to him a little bit more. But, you know, Cortez is, I think that's what makes him such an amazing villain a lot of the time is that he does play it like so charming.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
No.
He's just playing the game.
Yeah. He's a smooth talker.
He's just playing the game.
Yeah.
See me, Reina.
Yeah, that's it. That is.
But Ponte breaking his thumb, though.
It was a bit much.
I saw you cringe while we were watching that.
I started gagging.
You could not take it.
I could not. I literally, like, when I found out that it was the thumb, I just...
Yeah.
Sorry for the sound effects.
Or them, like, pressing his hand down, hitting his hand. It was just like, come on. Yeah. It was too much. And then...
Like, I can watch a bullet, but I can't watch them do that to you.
Right. Did everyone think he was dead, or was it just me?
No, I didn't think
so. When he moved, I was like...
See, I was never in fear for Pote's life.
I knew he was going to survive.
Never in fear for Pote's life. We've already seen him in the future.
That's true.
Have we?
Yes.
On the boat. In white.
Oh,
Pilot episode.
Come on.
Pilot episode. He's one of the four guys that's walking up the stairs with her.
Does that bother you that you already know? Or does that give you a sense of security?
It gives a sense of security.
Okay, cool.
I wish I knew who the other people were walking with them, though.
They're in all white.
Dude, I remember there being
four. It's her in the middle. Bote on one side of her and three other people, but I don't know who the other three people are.
I don't know, but it does give me like I'm okay. He's going to make it out.
Yeah.
He's going to make it out. I don't know whether that's a good thing or bad thing.
Really quick.
Yeah.
You know who we haven't seen?
Who?
The other guy that worked with Pote.
Which one?
It was with Camila. They worked for Camila.
Gato?
Batman?
No, not Gato. Okay, I don't think Batman was on a skewer.
Batman was on a skewer.
Remember, when Teresa went to go hide out in that big mansion, it was Pote, it was Teresa, and it was James. And it was one more guy.
Oh, the chemist. Right? The curly-haired guy that was like the chemist?
We're throwing it way back, guys. Yeah. We're going to have to go back.
I just want to know where he is.
I'll figure it out.
We got 13 episodes in every season, so right now... I'm really good on my Queen of the South knowledge, but you're throwing me a loop here.
throwing me a loop.
You're giving me all the drama. Giving me all the drama.
I'll figure it out.
All drama all day long.
Yeah. I love drama.
Me too.
Case in point, we're on the drama channel, guys.
Yeah.
That's where Queen of the South lives.
Yes. Okay, so let me just go ahead and throw this out here, After Buzzers. Mm. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Please. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't ever have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into our drama channel, how about you check out The Bold Type, The Affair, Love Is, or even Queen Sugar. Why not?
Or Quantico.
Oh, that too.
All the Q's. I'm on Queen of the South and Quantico.
Go, girl.
And remember,
we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them. Mm-hmm. And don't worry about those pesky notifications. They're optional. It's easy. Just hit that subscribe button for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you commented, comment, and we'll shout you out. And speaking of shouting you out really quick, we're going to shout out Kenyetta Sullivan and Mardina Banks. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing those right, but thank you guys for letting us know that you subscribed. You're the best, honestly. We're watching, so yeah.
And you
just
keep
letting
car.
Us know.
Wait, no. I do. Yay!
And just thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you guys. You guys are awesome, honestly.
No, and the Queen of South fans, though, they run deep.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Full on. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're killing it this season with everything. Going into like Boaz and Cortez.
Mm. Yeah.
We knew something was fishy shady. Last episode.
So fishy. Shady.
Okay.
They're Boaz, trading recipes over there, those right. two.
Boaz doesn't surprise me. I feel like he's just a little dim-witted that he just is like, easily. Money? Yes. Yeah. Whatever I need to do, give it to me. But when it comes to Cortez, though.
Oh, that's calculated.
Is calculated.
He's a calculated.
And he's. Mofo. He is playing the game mm-hmm. because he's wanting the overall arching.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Give the dim-witted guy a bunch of money. Get him involved in a cartel that doesn't really have any other games or rules. I'm going to get you so excited about this. And then I'm going to trick you to overthrow Camila. And then I'm going to overthrow you.
Right.
Like.
He's setting him
he
up.
He knows that Boaz he's can be easily manipulated.
Yep.
Exactly.
Literally.
He's so
he's
smart.
Puppet. Mm-hmm. He's a puppet. Boaz.
Well, he always has been a puppet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like that because when he finds out that people think he's a puppet, he shoots his brother dead in the head.
Right.
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. I mean, in those last moments between Boaz and the colonel,
mm-hmm.
when he says, yeah, I'll bring the cilantro.
Or the general.
Did you not just see a moment in Boaz where he was like, this guy's crazy.
He knows.
Yeah, he does.
He knows. That is true. He knows. Yeah.
He might knows know what crazy he's yeah. getting involved with.
Yeah.
But I don't think that scares him at all.
Well,
and I don't think he thinks that he could ever get overthrown.
Boaz?
I really do not think he thinks that. Because if he did, he wouldn't be getting in bed with General or General.
You got it, girl.
General?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll that okay. R. Special segment. Rolling R's.
How to roll the R's.
How to roll the R.
You're too much. No, I loved all of his pawns right now. Mm. We'll call them that. Because
mm-hmm.
Cortez is playing his game with Camila and Boaz and with overseas as well in Malta.
Right.
So, I mean, this guy is, he is feeling like he's on top of the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's playing it, he goes to the bullfighting ring with Boaz and doesn't even convince him. Boaz is like, no, I'm not going to get involved with heroin. And he's like, here's your money. I know you didn't tell me yes, but I went ahead and did it anyways.
Right.
That's the type of man that he is.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of it, he's so secure that the bodies that are being delivered as souvenirs are Teresa and Pote.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how
but
secure
he
is.
Yeah, but Camila fixes that real quick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't. How about that twist?
That was Camila shocking. I thought it was over.
For
and them. I thought they were just going to
have
to go back.
Have you seen the queen?
I thought they were going to have to go back to Mexico. Or, I mean, where
well,
are they
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah, I thought they were. Okay, I thought they
not like dead. Not like dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
dying.
I thought they were going to have to go back to Mexico.
Yeah, back to Mexico.
I was like, oh.
Yep.
Oh, snap.
I could see that. Yeah. I could have seen that. But it's interesting to see someone else come to Teresa's side
mm-hmm.
and have Rocco.
Yeah.
Like, actually on her side.
Well, right. I mean, he also did it to get 6%.
Of yeah. course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's some main business people, and they're smart. Mm-hmm. And even when it comes down to the dirty trade, they're playing calculated.
I'm having an ethical dilemma. Why am I rooting for these bad people so much?
If you really think about this whole show, it's like, why am I rooting for any of them? I should be rooting for the DEA agent that's like trying to bust them. I should be rooting for them.
And instead we're like, leave them alone.
Leave them alone. They're just trying to make some business.
They're just trying to make honest money.
Right.
It's honest.
Selling cocaine. What?
Well, I mean, we find out that Rocco is not... hold on. I messed up the R. Rocco.
There you go.
There we go. It got a little... But he's involved in some shady stuff that we're going to do predictions about later. Mm. But we kind of casted on Isabella and Camila as well.
Oh, yeah. Sure that's, did. Oh, so much story to cover.
I know, and we still have even more.
Jeez.
There was a lot. There was a lot in this episode, and I want to get into predictions because I feel like there's a lot. This episode was so jam-packed that I feel like it led a lot of strings off that can bring into some amazing predictions. But as for Isabella and Camila with the orphanage...
Right.
I think it's so beautiful that they're doing it, but are they doing it for the right reasons?
No, absolutely not. I did not think for 1 second Camila actually cared about the kids there.
Do you think Isabella is? Where are you guys standing on her, actually?
I really don't. For some reason, she's going to get into... I feel like she's going to get into this business.
She is.
I can tell. But, like, my thing... The reason I feel like it's just all fake is because the first thing she did was, after she realized that Teresa wasn't done, was gave a speech about her dad. Didn't say anything about what they're doing for the community, like, what they're bringing, like, what the whole thing stood for, the opening, nothing. It was just, we need to find the killer, the criminals. Like, criminalists, right? Right.
You got it, girl.
Okay. Yeah. Like, that was it. Like, I mean, at least pretend.
No, there was no like pretense there at all. Yeah. It was all about, it's all about them.
Yeah,
100%. I kind of see Isabella almost being less like her mother and more like Teresa.
I see her being more like her dad.
But on the other side. Still in opposition.
So what you're saying is you think Isabella still values life.
I think so. Okay. And I think right now she's obviously going after Teresa because it's her dad, like tit for tat here. I understand her perspective. Like, I would be in the same position and be like, I want a head on a platter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I can see that her quality, she has a little bit more of Epifanio in her than Camila. She has the edge of Camila, but I feel like she has more of like a humanized element to her still. Because she's so young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's her youth and her vulnerability. Maybe she hasn't been hardened enough yet.
I see it.
But I think it's, I mean, I think it's going to end up being a struggle for her.
Of course.
As to which path to choose. Because you see it also, why does, you know, when they have that one little scene between the two of them where Camilla's all like, you know, glowing. I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah.
Woo, right? And she sees that and Isabella sees that and she's like, what's going on? What's happening? Why doesn't Camila want to tell her right away?
I think Camila's, though I'm Team Teresa, I feel like Camila does have one thing on her mind that she will always defend, and that's Familia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that at the end of the day, Isabella is still her daughter, and she's still a teenager. She just graduated high school, people. Like, we only had a 6-month interlude between where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still a teenager, even though she's getting married,
mm-hmm.
and she's been put in this situation. I think that she really is trying to protect her until there is no more protection.
She acts so mature, though. Like, it's kind of hard to forget that she's a teenager because since the season started, one episode ago, you don't think she's a lot more mature?
I think to an extent, I think she can put on a good front. But I think the mommy, tell me, or like, tell me, like that, I think is still being like the manipulative teenager and the young one. Well, that's the
relationship between a mother and a daughter.
Of course. But I don't think that she's at that adult stage yet still.
So you don't see any difference between last season and this season with her?
Of course, I think that she has grown a lot. I mean, who can't whenever you lose your father and you're there for all of that and you're wanting to get thrown into the cartel? But I also don't think that she's like... at that level to where she can take over. Like, if Camila died, not at all. She could not.
No.
So I don't think, to me, I still don't think she's an adult. I still see her as, like, a child.
Yeah, no, I don't see her
playing dress up.
I don't see her as an adult, but I do see her as, like, in training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do see her being a little bit, like she has grown up a bit since, the season finale where she sent the message about being 8 years old, right? From last season, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
That was a big moment. That was a big growth moment for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes out and she's like, I'm going to marry Kike and we're going to build an alliance. And that was another big growth moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've seen that big growth moment for her yet this season.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
We haven't seen that pivotal moment where we're like, oh, but I think it might be coming up.
I think so, too.
She's going to have to make some sort of hard choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like to see that there has been so much growth. I think Idalia Valles, who plays Isabella, has really grown throughout the entire season. And even listening to her talk at the premiere the other night, I was like, oh, my gosh, there is going to be so much growth from Isabella because she has such a strength about her as a person. I feel like she brings a lot of that to the character. Mm. I just haven't seen the growth.
Well, I think.
Yet.
Well, I mean, a small
maybe that's
example,
why Camila's
a
protecting.
Small example would have been how she had poise and presence when she gave the speech.
Yeah, yes. That's a great one.
You know, I mean, she was talking about her father, and she wasn't breaking down and crying and being a victim about it. She actually sounded like a politician, to tell you the truth.
She did.
More a politician than Camila, actually.
Yeah, she sounded more like a politician than Camila sounds like.
I wonder if she'll become the face of everything.
Maybe.
Guys, I mean, I'm bursting at the bit. Are you guys ready for predictions, or, like, is there something else that we need to cover?
Because
there's a lot that we need to cover, but, like, I want to go into the predictions from what we're covering.
I just want to say that the Pote and whatchamacallit, and Teresa relationship, I just think it's a beautiful relationship.
It is a beautiful relationship.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful relationship.
It's family. Because neither of them have family. They're each other. That's it.
Yeah.
The rest of them are gone.
Yeah, and that moment when she sees him there.
And she holds him.
And she holds him.
Oh, my God,
like,
that broke my heart.
Yeah.
And she was crying her name, Teresita.
When he started crying.
Oh.
When I see a grown man cry.
You know it's serious.
Oh, no, I just start sobbing. Yeah. Surprised you guys didn't see me cry over there, because anytime a man like that cries, I'm like.
Beautiful.
So sad. Strong, please don't. But yeah, all right, let's do predictions now, because I feel like there's a lot of, like, open holes that I want to connect.
Okay, all right.
And now. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
James and Teresa, go!
James and Teresa, all right. So James is going to be working for Teresa right now, right? He's... Oh, man, where's Huero? Huero's going to come into this at some point.
In Malta?
He's going to show up.
In Malta?
He's going to show up, and there's going to be that love triangle thing all over again.
I loved that, because it was so, like...
Because James isn't just there because...
He loves her.
He loves her.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't know how to admit it. You've shown me a better way. I want to try things differently. Yeah, you want to try things differently.
When are we going to see that love?
We see you, James.
When are we going to see that love? Because he saw that kid, and I think it's like got his little...
His male maternal clock.
His engine's going. He wants something like a relationship.
He wants something real.
He wants a family. He wants something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like real... Tangible. When's that going to happen, though?
Yeah.
Because I want it to happen.
It's going
to
happen later.
I do not see Teresa falling for Huero this time. I really do not see her. I think she's strong. She's stronger than she was last season.
Okay.
I think she's smarter, and I think she's evolving as a person. And I really don't think the way she felt for him last season after he had disappeared will be the same once she sees him again. I don't see it.
But where's James in that conversation right then?
I think her and James will get together. I'm team James all the way.
I have been since the first season.
So, yeah.
How do you think James and Camila are going to involve each other as well when that confrontation comes to play?
I don't think Camila will know what to do with herself.
Do you think that he will play the game a little bit more? Is he going to play the game between Devin Finch and Camila and, like, play the field and make them think that he's on their side, but actually still be on Teresa's side?
That would be the smart thing to do. The smart thing to do would be to play Camila against Devin Finch.
Mm.
Have the two of them take each other out so that then the new queen can slide on in amongst the collateral damage.
Yeah.
I really don't think he's bold enough to go against Devin Finch. But I think he is. Yeah, definitely not yet. But
I don't think he has
with Camila, yeah.
I don't think he has a position of power or anything to really fight Devin with, because Devin fights with money.
Yeah.
Devin doesn't do his dirty work at all.
No.
And Camila doesn't really that much either, but she has in the past and she's willing to.
Well, she's got an army to do that now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm interested, before we get onto the other ones as well, is Rocco, especially with that trailer that we had going into next week. And I think we're still going to obviously stay in Malta, but they're bringing in a whole nother element into all of this outside of cocaine and outside of heroin. And we find out how, I think, I don't know. They are very elusive with these trailers.
But me jumping to conclusions, just seeing her trying to save those girls in the trailer, I'm thinking she trusts too, or she cares too much, honestly.
Would you leave all those women behind if you knew that they were
there? Listen, you're not supposed to be in Malta anyway. You're supposed to be gone. Now that Polte, I think he's okay. You're supposed to be out of there. You're not supposed to care. Camila would never think twice.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say.
You cannot be emotional.
Camila would have just like...
She was a drug trafficker with women and killed them.
Exactly.
Like, she was working with mules.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's any of her business.
But Teresa was one of those girls.
Yeah.
That's what makes her different, I think. And that's why I think that she's, like, the queen.
And it'll make her weaker, because the longer you stay there...
Well, she's going to lose that alliance.
You don't think so?
She's
no.
She can't keep...
I mean, how's
she's
going
to have to leave Malta after this one.
Yeah.
I mean, once she's done, she's done.
If that's part of Rocco's business... Rocco's business, right? Then how is she going to keep that alliance going if she busts that up?
Silly.
You don't keep that alliance.
Mm. Which is bad for business, like... Come on.
Get your money and run, girl.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to be intense.
But he's laundering it, right?
Her money? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cleaning
so, I hope this. I hope he does that before she acts up. She's like out of money. She can't run with all that.
But you know what? She's also comes up with a solution.
She wins. Like, she's at the bottom.
She also
and
does
like,
find a way to go like, okay, listen. So I freed your sex slaves. But I can give you this.
True.
She has a way of doing that.
Yeah.
You know? She has a way of making a bargain, making a deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
she's good. Mm-hmm.
She might be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And we talked a lot about Isabella and Camila, so I think we kind of covered all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see Loya in this episode, so I'm interested to see the relationship between Camila and the DEA as well on that side. Because everyone's got their hands in different pockets everywhere. So I want to see where those alliances lie as well.
Yeah.
I got a feeling there's going to also be a showdown between Boaz and General.
That's what I was getting ready to think, too.
That'll be great.
But how so? What kind of showdown?
I don't think Boaz is as dumb. He's not as dumb as he leads on.
But how do you think? I don't think we're going to get rid of Cortez anytime soon.
No.
So how is this? I don't know when this face-off is going to happen. Because I feel like they're both very integral pieces right now.
Yeah.
Maybe the end.
Who do you think is going to win?
Definitely. I think Boaz will. They have us thinking he's dumb right now. I'm agreeing with you. And I think he's going to do a switcheroo really quick. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be like, oh my gosh, she was actually paying attention.
He'll do something where it's like Boaz watches the general.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, learning everything, and then he goes to Camila and be like, listen, I know you don't trust him. I don't trust him either. Let's play against him and let him be the downfall
Familia.
Between the two of us. Yes.
Mm.
Familia, right?
Like it. They are done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Listen, girl. We are family. On this guy?
He's not.
Makes tacos out of our people. Out of
right.
people.
And gets me involved in something that I didn't ask for, but I'll take the money.
Yeah. Right.
I'll take the money. Well, speaking of the general,
mm-hmm.
you're a good friend of his.
Yancy, yeah, he's a good
Yancy's
guy.
Yancy's amazing.
Yeah, Yancy, Puerto Riqueño, buena gente.
Hey!
Yeah, I think he's in PR now. He sent us a little message for the fans.
We're going to have to turn our heads sideways.
Turn your head sideways.
There's a spider in there the size of a softball.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm here in beautiful Puerto Rico, and there's just the tiniest little frog. It's called El Coqui. Coqui. Cookie? Yeah, you probably heard that with last time you were here. Hey, by the way, Queen of the South tonight is going to be off the chain every Thursday nights. This summer's going to go crazy. You're going to love it. Thank you so much for your thank you so much for your support. God bless you. Can't wait to keep bringing you some more craziness every Thursday nights. Ciao.
It's so sweet. It's so crazy seeing how sweet he is here and then comparing him in the show. It's like, what? Yeah, he's great.
So good.
Oh my goodness.
Good people.
Did you ever have, because you're Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. did you ever have the little wooden frog where it had the little like stick that went over it?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know.
So coqui is like a little frog that's native mm-hmm. of Puerto Rico and mm-hmm. they make like this sound like coqui.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what they say.
There's also really cool. a Menudo song that was based on... Cookie. Hey, play us out with that. Play us out with a little Menudo.
And there were books, all of it. Yeah. I love it. I love how strong this like community is and mm. everybody that's backing Queen of the South. And yeah. like,
Yeah, man. It's
La Familia all the way.
Well, La Familia all the way.
And we need it right now. More all than right. ever. Mm-hmm.
No, we need more shows like Queen of the South out there. Yeah. I think it's a groundbreaking show, and I'm grateful for it to be out there. And
Well, guys, I know that you all are super involved on social media. So on top of that, Queen of the South, go follow them on social media, on all of the platforms, especially on Instagram. They're doing a lot of really cool elements with their stories where they'll kind of give you like previews and you can fill in the blank. And if you post it, they'll actually might repost you. And there's also Queen Writers. So definitely check them out on Twitter. They're amazing and they really do answer you guys. So be sure to follow them on all their social media as much as you follow us here on AfterBuzz TV. Follow us on iTunes as well. Give us those comments and those 5 stars. Thank you so much for tuning in here on iTunes or on YouTube. Either way, again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Alex Bowers. You can find me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. And you can actually catch me Wednesdays at 7 for 90 Day Fiancé as well.
Oh, there you go.
I'm Jorge Payo. You can find me at The El Jorge on all my social media, and Tuesday nights, the 100 panel.
Oh, and Glow is actually debuting this Sunday, so check me out on that panel on Sunday and Quantico on Sunday. So we'll see you guys next week on the Queen of the South panel. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.